A teacher called Fadi and Salam, and the three stood still. Unfortunately, the refugees face more problems in Greece and in our school, too, Irini said seriously. Like what? Hunger, cold. This and worse. They feel disappointed because they have to stay in the camp while their wish is to travel to other countries where they can find jobs and better living conditions. But they can't leave because they don't have their personal documents, ID, passport, work booklet. Some people don't want them here and behave badly to them. They are afraid of them because they look different and they believe they are dangerous. The refugees have fear and prejudices against us, too. They don't go near the local people to communicate. We accepted them very well in our school because we know how it feels when they exclude them. They are students who are influenced by their parents or TV channels who blame refugees and don't want them. You have seen how they sit alone during break. Then we have to do something, said Kim with his low voice. Irini's eyes shone.
I have an idea. Come to my house when class stops and my mother can take us to the refugee camp to see where Fadi and Salam live. My mother is a volunteer doctor there. She is helping to vaccinate all the kids to be safe. I admire her because she believes that all people have the same rights and opportunities in life and is trying hard to offer that to the refugees with action, not words. Then we meet here in the schoolyard with my classmates and draw a plan of action. Do you agree?
Sure we do. We start a revolution in Germany so everybody accepts the different, Kim shouted in enthusiasm. That afternoon, Fadi and Salam had a surprise visit in the camp. They introduced their new friends with pride and invited them to play with the other kids. Their tents were small and poor, and the ground was full of mud after the rain last night, but the people welcomed them with a smile and wanted to treat them with traditional sweets. Maybe because they loved and respected Irini's mother. Irini had asked the whole class to come to the schoolyard in the afternoon in order to think of solutions, but didn't believe her eyes when she saw everybody there.
We have called you here to find ways to learn more about the refugee kids who come to our school and to convince students who don't treat them well to stop. We can give a good example to the adults too. Yes, yes.
Bravo. Let's do the magic trick with the mirrors that worked in Germany, Kim said. Foundy, that's it. Let's organize a great feast here in the school. We can invite the refugees, kids and grown-ups from the camp to get to know each other better. Ephraim showed it happily.
They can tell us about their lives and the problems they face, if they wish, Yota said.
Let's cook traditional Greek and Syrian dishes. Food always makes you happier, Vangelis said, and everybody loved it.
Can I bring my grandpa, who was a refugee from Minor Asia, to remind the people how our ancestors came to Greece as refugees and nobody wanted them at first, Christina said seriously.
We can all write messages of friendship for our refugee friends on a poster so that everybody can see. Let's invite the mayor too, Anastasis suggested. We will invite my dad, who works for the local TV channel. Then our message reaches all the country, Valadis thought loudly.
Let's write wishes for a better life and more rights for the refugees and put them in the communication box, Vula said.
And how will we vote for the best idea now? Dimitris cut their enthusiasm.
Elpida laughed. All the ideas are great. Let's use all of them.
They all released their hand. The next day, Irini, Elpida and Kim brought all the mirrors they could find and handed them. Look at the mirror and put yourselves in the refugees' shoes when you treat them rudely. From that moment, something changed inside them and saw what they did from another side. It was like magic. They never let any refugee kids out of their company and played all together without discrimination. They worked hard here and there at the camp to organize the feast. It was a great success. The stories of the refugees from Greece and Syria moved everybody. Parents met each other and exchanged recipes. The message on the poster will remain on the school walls to remind us of this day. The mayor congratulated us all for our ideas and all Greece shared about a small school which took a huge step towards change. The night after the celebration, the fourth and the last part of the mirror shone and said,
"This journey reads an end. Time to go somewhere further away."
Elpida and Kim gave one hug each to Irini. "You must certainly come with us," they begged her. And as soon as she held their hands, they disappeared along the mirror. That night, Fadia had a wonderful dream.
"I was walking in a village with little wooden houses and many trees covered with snow holding Salam's hand. At the last house, a kind old man with a long white beard and a red robe opened the door and invited us in. He asked us to write a letter with our biggest wish and he would make it come true, whatever it was. I immediately thought to ask war to stop in my country and Salab wished they could meet their relatives in Germany. The old man praised us because we asked for something so important like peace and not toys, and gave us a lot of presents.
Fadia woke up. The dream was over, but a new different day, full of hope for change, for peace, had come for Fadia, Salam, and all the refugee kids at the camp where they still live.